Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bad. That was bad. Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7, The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah. Coming up at 6:45, more of your phone calls. I see you out there, Stephanie, and who not and what not. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Right now, it's a pleasure to be joined by Jeff Deeney, analyst, Niners media correspondent for Pro Football Focus. We love PFF. You can follow him on Twitter at PFF underscore Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on, guys?
I'm going to ask you a question probably that's never been asked to you before, so I apologize in advance if you don't know how to actually answer it, but is there a way to, with your Pro Football Focus grades, figure out who would be the best head coach for the Niners based on the grades for the players? Can you pick the best candidate?
Not really, no. We don't do any kind of grading with the coaching whatsoever, unfortunately. But I think the big question is, you know, who out there is wants to come to San Francisco? I think that's the big question right now.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You don't think this is a desirable job?
I think with all the dysfunction you've seen in the last year, I think, I mean, I don't think we're right at the Cleveland level yet, but
That was going to be my next question, Jeff. Hugh Jackson is interviewing with Cleveland. Do you think there's a scenario where Hugh Jackson would pick Cleveland over San Francisco?
I mean, if you had to have me guess, I would think the Niners are the better job right now. But I'm not saying it's a slam dunk. The one different thing with Cleveland as opposed to San Francisco is they don't have a general manager in place. And, I mean, it looks like, you know, the head coach is going to have some say in who that general manager is and might have some personnel decisions. So I think that's maybe one thing about Cleveland that might be more attractive to the 49ers. But, I mean, aside from that, I mean, as bad as things have been in Santa Clara the last 12 months, I still got to think the Niners are a more attractive job than the Browns.
Let's hope so, Jeff. People here would really want to hope so. Let me ask you this. The future of Colin Kaepernick, do you think a new coach coming in is going to have to rectify Cap, or do you think that his days in San Francisco are over?
I mean, I got to think if someone's going to revive Kaepernick's career, I got to think it's going to be somewhere else. I think really, you know, to use a bad term, but I think a mutual parting is probably best for both parties here. I just think Kaepernick probably could use a fresh start somewhere else. He may want a fresh start somewhere else with everything that's gone on here in the last year. And I think, you know, whether it's Hugh Jackson or somebody else, obviously they're looking at an offensive-minded head coach, is probably going to want, you know, has a quarterback in mind in the draft or somewhere that they want to put in place. And I think, you know, Kaepernick's salary next year, I mean, I think, you know, they're probably better off, you know, with Blaine Gabbert's kind of that bridge quarterback until they draft a quarterback in the draft. You know, Gabbert's only going to make $2.5 million next year. I think Kaepernick's around $13 or $14 million. So, I mean, I think you let him go, try to let him, you know, revive his career somewhere else and take that cap space and try to plug some holes somewhere else.
Jeff Deeney joins us, analyst, Niners media correspondent for Pro Football Focus. If you don't know about Pro Football Focus, check it out. ProFootballFocus.com does a very good job of doing sort of a current age grading of how players are doing out there. Follow him on Twitter at PFF underscore Jeff. Zachariah, Daryl the Guru Johnson here on 95.7 The Game. Jeff, when you look at this team in general, and I think I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again. Going into the offseason, how many players can you sit there and say, well, Let's just go off your scoring system. How many players on the roster are over a zero? Because zero is average, right? Below zero is below average, and above zero is above average. How many players are at zero or above?
Just off the top of my head, I'd probably say between 15 and 20.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a 53-man roster and maybe a little more just because you've had other guys, you know, come in and play with injuries.
Well, 11 on each side, right?
So, well, I'm talking even about bench guys and stuff, too. So, I mean, if you're looking at starters, it's probably in the single digits, I would say. Somewhere between 5 and 10 out of the 22.
Okay. Is that part of why you think that San Francisco might not be the most attractive job?
Well, I think there's a little bit to that. I mean, I don't think they have a horrible roster. Obviously, it's not on paper what we had, you know, during the Harbaugh years. I think it's just, you know, a lot of stuff has gone on between, you know, Harbaugh, you know, getting fired and, you know, how Jim Tomsula came in, him being one and done. I just think there's just a lot of, you know, dysfunction is the best word here. I think it's just, it makes this job maybe not as attractive as it was a few years ago. But I think there still is some talent on this roster. I mean, one of the guys who graded really well for us this year was the free agent they need to try and keep, Zion Williams, who had a great year this year since he finally stayed healthy. He ranked in our top 10 as far as defensive tackles this year. But I think Eric Armstead actually had a pretty strong rookie season for when he was in the game. You know, Aaron Lynch is a very good edge rusher. You still have Joe Staley, who's one of the best tackles in the league. You know, Carlos Hyde, he obviously only lasted a few games this year, and he's had a hard time staying healthy even in college. But when he's been healthy, he's a very dynamic running back. I mean, there is some talent on this. It's not a, you know, an expansion-level roster by any sort of the imagination. I mean, they do have some young pieces to build around. I mean, Jaquaski Tart's another guy. I think he's got some potential. You know, and they have, you know, at least $40 million in cap room and possibly even more if Kaepernick doesn't come back this year. So they have the ability between the cap space and the draft picks to hopefully, you know, stack up this roster again.
Yeah, it's a definite argument, Jeff, in regard to the Niners and their lack of core players, if they have any. And I've argued with my co-host back and forth in regard to Navarro Bowman's season. And to me, you know, he didn't jump off of my television during the games, but yet he made the All-Pro selection. How would you assess Bowman's season?
Yeah, I mean, this may not be a very popular opinion in the Bay Area, but I disagree with the All-Pro selection. You know, he was very good against the run this year. I think the one big difference between the Bowman of 2015 and what we see in the past is he struggled quite a bit in coverage. His coverage grade on our site was near the bottom of the league among inside linebackers. And honestly, Will Hoyt and Gerald Hodges weren't really any better either. But that was the one thing that really stood out with us, is that he really struggled keeping up with guys in coverage. I mean, still very solid against the run. He was second in the league among inside linebackers and run stops with 50. So, I mean, he's still very good there, still very close to the old Navarro Bowman. But I think that was one thing where I think his knee kind of showed was in coverage. And we'll see, now that he's had a year back, if things start to get better next year.
Jeff, if you've been listening to me at all, you know that I am not a pat myself on the back type of guy. But about 2 years ago, my partner Guru and I were doing a show in which I said Reggie McKenzie has been destroying Trent Baalke in terms of being a general manager. And I stood by it. And I got killed by both Raiders fans and Niners fans for that. I wonder, with this whole change going on, obviously Tom Sula was in over his head. He needed to go. But I wonder if they truly made the change that they needed to do in terms of Trent Baalke, because he has been terrible in the draft. What do the grades say in terms of his draft picks over, say, I don't know, the last 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look back, I think it's that 2012 draft where he pretty much, I mean, I think whiffed completely, going back like A.J. Jenkins and LaMichael James. And I mean, I don't think there isn't anyone on the Niners roster from that draft.
But, Jeff, even before that, when he got executive of the year, it was for Kaepernick, who might not be on the roster. It was for Aldon Smith, who's not on the roster. I mean, even the things that he was being praised for are not paying out now.
Yeah, I mean, look at, like, you know, I mean, 2 years ago, that Kaepernick pick looked like it was a slam dunk home run. And so is the Aldon Smith one. And both of those guys, I mean, obviously, are probably not going to be on the team next year. I mean, and I think you kind of look at his idea of kind of drafting or redshirting these guys, or drafting these injured players and, you know, redshirting them for you and bringing them back, hasn't worked out very well either. I mean, look at, you know, Tank Carradine, you know, Marcus Lattimore, and they're never playing. And I mean, there's several other examples where those haven't panned out either. And then even just outside the draft, you look at that free agent crop this year was just a disaster. I mean, you look at Darnell Dockett got a bunch of guaranteed money.
Reggie Bush. Yeah.
Reggie Bush. I mean, you saw that this is the guy who was not going to last.
Even Torrey Smith.
Yeah.
Was he worth that money?
Yeah. I mean, Eric Pierce didn't work out very well. I mean, Sharice Wright never played a down in the regular season. And I mean, the Torrey Smith signing itself, I think, I don't mind the signing. The problem is they didn't use him. And if you're going to give someone like that a $40 million contract and then have your coach 3 weeks in and say, we're not a drop back passing team and, you know, not take those shots down. I mean, Torrey Smith, aside from being a deep threat, had 11 defensive pass interference calls that he drew last year for like somewhere around 250 yards, which led the league. So aside from the stats from, you know, the yards per catch and everything else, I mean, he was great at drawing penalties on deep balls as well. And they were just not taking shots downfield and giving him a chance at all. I mean, he actually had Niner quarterbacks, I think, had about 116 passer rating when they threw to Torrey Smith this year, but he just never really got the targets. I mean, the number of targets he got this year were well down from his career at Baltimore. So I think whoever comes in, whether it's Hugh Jackson or somebody else, needs to take advantage of his deep play capability.
Well, it'll be interesting because, you know, bottom line, I don't put it on Torrey Smith, but there's a big difference between Joe Flacco and what Colin Kaepernick was this year and then Blaine Gabbert after that. So I don't know if it's on him or not, but the bottom line is you need to know your personnel, and Trent Baalke hasn't seemed to know his personnel over the past 4 years. Great stuff. Jeff Deeney, analyst, Niners media correspondent for ProFootballFocus.com. Follow him on Twitter at PFF_Jeff. Jeff, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Jeff Deeney, good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.